I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. River Valley picked up a 52-42 win over Riverdale in area girls basketball Monday night. It was a non-conference battle between the two teams that continue great improvement during the season. The Blackhawks improved to 6-6 on the season after taking a lead for good late in the first half. They were up 25-17 at intermission and built a 19-point lead before Riverdale chipped their way back to within 8 in the last minute. Riverdale fell to 9-4 on the season with the loss. Blackhawks scoring came from Ella Myers and Brooklyn Stokes, who each totaled 12. Lexi DeVinny added 11. Karina Osborne had 8. Mackenzie Woodhouse 4. And Heidi Hegland totaled 3 points. River Valley struggled at the free throw line as they went 8 for 23 for the game. Riverdale's Kennedy Cooey led all scorers with 16. She made 4 three-pointers and was 4 for 4 from the line. Zuri Dennis and Macy McKay each had 6. Allie Goplin put in 5, Mallory Meese 3, Bailey Harris, Caitlin Meese, and Lily Barr each had 2. The Chieftains were 9 for 15 from the line. Riverdale won the JV game 47-32 over River Valley. Following the 52-42 win, River Valley will travel to Richland Center on Friday night when they return to the Southwest Conference. Riverdale will stay busy with a home game against Wonewoc Center tonight and a trip to Darlington on Thursday. Ithaca got a win at home against Royal, 54-44. Hillsborough over Lafarge Youth Initiative, 56-14. It was Potosi-Cassville beating Dodgeville, 44-39. Mineral Point, 75. Mount Horeb, 58. Oregon over Cuba City, 71-44. DeSoto, 60. Brookwood, 42. Wisconsin Heights, 48. Judah, 39. Edgewood, 74. Wisconsin Dells, 45. Boys basketball. Richland Center was a winner, a non-conference Monday night game against Waseca Steuben, 64-35. The Hornets will travel to Lancaster for a conference game on Thursday night. Highland, 95. Pecatonica, 59. Royal, 56. Nacita, 19. River Ridge, 66. Belmont, 39. Viroqua over Brookwood, 71-36. Judah beat Blackhawk, 67-51. Potosi, 60. Shoalsburg, 33. Benton, 65, Cassville, 38, Monroe, 69, New Glarus, 58, and Barneveld over Monticello, 64-23. There are games in the area tonight. First of all, the boys' schedule. Kickapoo plays at Ithaca, DeSoto at North Crawford, Waseca Steuben at Weston, Lafarge at Seneca, McFarland at Reedsburg, Iowa Grant at Mineral Point, Riverdale at Darlington, Boscobel at Cuba City, East Dubuque visits Lancaster, Edgewood at Baraboo, River Valley at Wisconsin Dells, the Westby boys at West Salem, it's Brookwood at Royal, Hillsborough at Nacita, New Lisbon at Cashton, Wisconsin Heights at Madison Country Day. In girls basketball, Cambridge at Wisconsin Heights tonight, Baraboo at Poinette, Darlington at Platteville, Potosi-Cassville visits Shoalsburg, Waseca Steuben at River Ridge, Wonewoc Center at Riverdale. Girls basketball also includes Seneca at Hillsborough, Cashton at Westby, Lafarge at Viroqua, Southwestern at Lancaster, Belmont at Highland, and Kickapoo visits Richland Center. Kickapoo is coached by longtime coach Eric Weigle.
This has gone, you know, kind of how I thought it would go. When you look at the players you have returning and you look at the schedule and you think, yeah, I think we're going to be pretty good. And at 10-3, I would say that's, you know, a pretty solid start to our season. We started a little rough. We started off 1-3, but we did play in that mix Shoalsburg, who's very good, and we played Waseca, who's very good. But since that game against Waseca in early December, we've been able to run off 9 in a row.
You're going to get challenged maybe a little bit more in the Ridge and Valley this year, aren't you?
Yeah. Of course, Waseca's been very good now for about 10 years, and they continue to be. They only have one loss. They lost to Lancaster early. The up-and-coming team seems to be DeSoto. They have some very good young players, the best one being Kylie Venner. She was first-team all-conference last year as a freshman. And they've only lost 3 or 4 games this year. So they're currently in third place in the Ridge and Valley.
Kickapoo is at Richland Center in girls basketball this evening. We'll have the call on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Major Bowling League action last night. Lonesome Dove Tavern had a 35-14. Vanity Fur Grooming, 34-77. Cardinal CG, 34-71. Vanity Fur Grooming, a 12-47 game. Lonesome Dove Tavern, a 12-26. Cardinal CG, 1205. Top series, Todd Gruber with a 679. Ken Nix Jr., a 662. Ken Nix Sr., 651. High game honors, Todd Gruber, a 268. Chase Keller, a 258. Ken Nix Sr., a 257. Steve Hambold, a 560, 101 over average. The city tournament runs next week, and there are a few spots available to enter. Please contact your league secretary to enter that officially at the Phoenix Center. Marquette goes for its sixth straight victory in tonight's Big East Conference game at DePaul. The Golden Eagles come in rated seventh in the country. Cam Jones is the top scorer at 19.7 points per ball game. DePaul is trying to snap a four-game losing streak. The Wisconsin men's basketball team is riding the hot hand of senior center Stephen Crowell as it welcomes Ohio State to the Kohl Center this evening. Tip-off is set for 6 p.m. on WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450. Over the last five games, Crowell is scoring 16.6 points per outing, hitting 76% from the field, 54% on his three-pointers, and a perfect 13-for-13 from the free-throw line. The Buckeyes come into the game with a 10-6 record. Junior guard Bruce Thornton averages almost 18 points per game. The Bucks get back to action tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo says the team has been horrible against the top teams in the NBA Eastern Conference. Milwaukee has no wins after eight contests against the Cavaliers, Celtics, and the Knicks. The Knicks put a 34-point beatdown on the Bucks over the weekend, dropping them into sixth place in the standings. Giannis insists his team is still better now than it was the first time it lost to the Knicks. Matthew Stafford threw two touchdown passes, and the Rams overwhelmed the Vikings, sacking Sam Darnold an NFL playoff record tying nine times to win 27-9 on Monday night. The game moved to Arizona because of the devastating wildfires. Sam Darnold's renaissance pushed Minnesota to one of the NFL's best records, offering the hope of a deep playoff run. A disappointing night in the desert rammed Darnold and the Vikings out of the postseason. Darnold was ineffective for most of his first playoff start, losing two turnovers while being sacked those nine times. Steady for most of the turnaround season, Darnold finished 25 of 39 passing for 245 yards with a touchdown and an interception. One of the sacks caused a fumble that was returned 57 yards for a touchdown. Packers cornerback Keyshawn Nixon tells reporters he wants to focus on defense from now on. He says the desire has nothing to do with his critical fumble on the opening kickoff against the Eagles. He just wants to look ahead.
Future's bright. We had 31 turnovers, top five defense in every category, and that was just a start. That's off of just buying into what the coaches was bringing in. That's only 1 year under the system, so next year expectation is going to be even more.
By the way, a replay showed Nixon recovered his fumble on the kickoff, but a review did not support overturning the original call. And the Packers tight end Tucker Kraft reflected and looked ahead.
Personally, just continue to develop. I think complacency is a constant cat and mouse game. You just got to find a way every morning to get up and win that battle. And I'm going to get some rest. You know, I'm very fortunate. The violence I play with, that I was able to make it out relatively healthy. And I'll just take a couple weeks off and get back at it.
The Packers talking yesterday as they were cleaning out their lockers. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.